Rambam ben Rambam. Here in the Maspik. We'll get into other details. The Seder. What's interesting, you take a look at the Seder of the Halachos of the Rambam. He begins with the Sodei HaTorah. According to the Rambam, certain basic beliefs that underline everything. Without those basic beliefs, you can't move forward. So he begins the Sodei HaTorah. Next part of the Rambam is Deus Midos. After that, it's Talmud Torah. After that is Avodah Zarah. After that is Tshuva. Point to Rambam. And it goes straight throughout the Rambam. On Revuchim, just overwhelmingly this. A person who cannot be in charge of his midos, control his midos and have proper midos, can never be zocha to Torah. Because bad midos just cloud the way you think about anything and everything, and don't let a person exercise any control over his ideas, his thoughts, etc. Just twists the entire human personality and twists the entire human mind. And therefore, after you saw the Torah, you had to have Deos, Midas Tovos. Because without Midas Tovos, you can't get Havanas HaTorah. Rambam, generally, in Mishneh Torah, when he talks about halachas, he doesn't get into general midrashim. For Gimel Loch Tess, he says, "Divrei Torah nimshul kamayim." Lo melacha mamayim eino miskan b'makom madron. You can't put water on top of a hill and hope it stays there. And it goes down to the bottom. It is not possible to have a serious Talmud Chacham who's a Gas Ruach, who's a Bal Gaiva. Person has to have, in order to understand Torah, you have to have humility. Number one, when I sit down to Gemara, I can say, okay, this is, I think, the way to understand the Gemara. I have this great idea. Then I look in Rashi, it's a whole different shot. Okay, so Rashi's wrong, he doesn't agree with me. Then I go to the other side of the page, it's Tosis. Tosus has a kash in Rashi that has a different pshat. Tosus also wrong. And says that's not the way we learn Torah. The way we learn Torah begins with tremendous anova. Then I have to make, what do I do? I said, no, Rashi is a highly intelligent person. So let me try to figure out what Rashi really meant. I have to bend my mind understand what Rashi really meant. And the Rian Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashba, Ramban, whoever you're looking at, there's not enough of that. Okay. I have to understand it. And if I don't understand, the problem's not with Rashi, the problem's with me. So our whole derech of Limud HaTorah is built on Anova. Because not only Anova to something 1,000 years ago, no, the Gemara says it's a machlokas. Gemara has a machlokas between Abai and Rava, Yish lo midas heavy Yish, and midas lo heavy Yish. More possible like Abai. Yish midas lo heavy Yish. The Rai is. No. I don't think the Rai is good. I want a Paschal Rava. Too bad. It's not the way we learn Torah. Tachno. And Mishemisabek be'afrei ragli chachamim. Number one, you have to machnir yodas to tamalich, to that of tamalich chachamim. Misabek, the dust of the feet of tamalich chachamim. We live in a very strange time. It used to be, a person was a talmud of a rebbe. And that's the way the Maseiros HaTorah happened. From Rebbe to Talmud, Rebbe to Talmud. Nowadays, people are talmid of institutions. I'm a talmid of this institution, that institution, this institution, that institution. It's very advantageous. Because if there is Maseiros HaTorah from Talmud to Rebbe, there has to be achnor for Talmud to Rebbe. Institution, you're not machnit yourself to anybody. I'm a part of this. Asil Charav means there has to be some spiritual, religious figure that you feel nichna to. Number one, that's the way you're going to. So Ram begins, how is a person Zocha in Havanas HaTorah? Anova. Two. Meise hataivos et tanugi azman belibo. Person can be a baltaiva. Different things preoccupy a person's mind. Some people preoccupy with money. That's one taiva. Some people preoccupy with food. Different taiva. Some people preoccupy with snow. It's a different taiva. Some people are preoccupied with all of them together. Goodbye. Does that mean the person's not supposed to enjoy this one? No. But where's his mind? Where's his mind? The person's Zochan Torah, if his mind's preoccupied with Torah. And it's a steer. If you're preoccupied with all the Tanugi Olam Hazeh, heavily as man, love, and Rama says, how does one get control of oneself? Just tanuge azman. Certain things are temporary. For 5 minutes or less. Other things last forever and ever and ever. Name the story of Yaakov Kamenetsky. It was at a chasna. He was waiting on the side for people to come and leave. So he's sitting with a sefer and learning that. And a photographer comes up to him and says, Rabbi, I'd like to take a picture. And the Yaakov says, I'm busy, I'm learning. Want him to pose with this here. He says, but Rabbi, a picture's forever. So the Yaakov turns and says, I'm learning Torah, he's talking to me about forever and nitzchias. person understanding what's forever and what's very temporary. He says, a person can be occupied with many things. Torah requires a tremendous amount of focus, but it begins with midas, getting rid of typhus. That's it. Otherwise, your mind cannot focus on reaching the emes of Torah. If your ego is too invested, and you can't be machnir yourself to Rabbeim, you'll never be zecher to Torah, Ram says. That's why in a Seder HaTorah, what does the Ram do? After you saw the HaTorah, he has Hilchos Deis. And only after Hilchos Deis does he move to Hilchos Tamat Torah. And after telling a person how to reach the right understanding of the world, because Hills of Oros Kachom, people have the wrong understanding of the world. This is Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam. He does his Seder Hadvarim. It's a very interesting Seder Hadvarim. First, he begins with Derech HaTorah Ein Sofes. What does that mean? It says Torah is not just a yes or no thing. You look in Shulchan Aruch and it's that. There are different levels to Torah. That the different levels of Torah doesn't mean I have five different shirim for kavayus and I eat the biggest shir. Well, that's not what he said. Says every mitzvah, I have the minimum thing to do. That's the mitzvah. You don't do the mitzvahs and you do averus, you're a rush. Why? He defines it like this. Very deep havana of the world. He says, listen. Kadosh Baruch Hu has given me everything. Gave me health. Make sure I have food. I have clothing. This morning I woke up. Okay. So I had to put everything together. Everything was there for me. Everything is functioning for me. Everything is a matnas elokim. I take, I have to give. So what do I owe Kadosh Baruch Hu back for everything he gives me? The minimum I owe him back is to do what he asked me to do. Mitzvahs. So when I got up this morning, I had to put on my tzitzis. I had to come daven, put on my tefillin, say shachris. Can't do averus. Can't do averus. But that's the minimum. That is the way I pay back the Kadosh Baruch Hu for what he gave me. Number one. And if I don't do that, says, so I didn't pay my bills. What's halacha if someone doesn't pay his bills? Lo v'rosha lo yashan. That's why he's a rosha. So how do I pay my bill back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? By Torah and mitzvahs. That's my bill. So I'm paying my bill. I know if I go to a store, say, how much is this? Okay, say, X amount of money. I say, fine, 2,000 shekel, wonderful. I'm taking it home, I'll send you a check. Never send a check, so what's halacha? You're gone. You're in Russia. I take from HaKadosh Baruch Hu everything he gives me, I don't pay him back. I didn't pay my debts. Russia. But then there's another dimension to life. It says, HaDerech HaTorah Ein Sofet. In every mitzvah, there's a Derech Avoda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm supposed to use two things. The mitzvah can be used as a Derech Avoda, and I can look at all the Havanas HaMitzvah will tell me in general Derech Avodah. Tzitzis. Tzitzis is the easiest mitzvah in the world. Put on tzitzis in the morning, you forget about it, take it off at night. No effort, Kama mitzvah, right? But tzitzis has a message in it. Risa Mosu is a chartim, it's called mitzvah Hashem Vasisa Mosu. It says you're supposed to use mitzvah tzitzis as a constant reminder that you, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. So A, I have to use tzitzis for that. That's a derech avod of tzitzis. B, I have to understand. Not only if you have tzitzis, I have to do a lot of things throughout the day to remind me who I am and who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and to make sure to keep me on a proper path. So there's a derech avod. That derech avod is what enables a person to use mitzvahs to connect him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that goes beyond just paying your debts. That establishes the keshe between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he said, and it's not like certain mitzvahs that can be defined in a very precise way. Yes, no. This ain't so, it's an infinite dimensions. And in each mitzvah, there are lessons, there are messages that we have to use the mitzvahs for them, and we have to take the general mahalach and integrate into our life. That's a derech hasorah and sofis. Okay. And then what does he do? Goes on to meet his teres, like his father. Before he gets to anything else, I have to talk about midas. Without midas, nothing works. Nothing works. Nothing works without midas. And that is the Aleph Bet. It's according to the Rambam, before you get to Talmud Torah, you have to know those days. Without midas, you're not going to understand Torah. Without midas, you're not going to get to all the other madregas that he talks about in the Seder. Let's first talk about midas, he says. And that somehow people have very twisted. We live in a very funny world. Wednesday night, New York was between all the different siyumim of Siyum Mashas, New York, Yerushalayim, the whole world. Hundreds of thousands of people participated. Fantastic. I don't want to minimize, but there are certain things that are so essential to Yiddishkeit that people have begun to feel, you know, it's like a midah chassidus almost. Every time I see a so-called Orthodox Jew being arrested or going to jail for gnevus, says this is a person who wouldn't think of doing a million different things. But somehow in people's mind, gneva is a midah chassidus that not only does it, you know, it's for the higher level people. It's the higher level people. No. And it makes so the Chazal tells din meyek din pruta. It makes no difference if you cheat this one or cheat that one or for this and that. All the law is why he cheated me. Anyway, no, the government's cheating me, whatever. Midas also. Somehow people think, you know, it's very interesting. Why did the Chafetz Chaim, what motivated the Chafetz Chaim to write the Sefer, Shmiras Haloshin, and read the Chafetz Chaim and all of that? A certain city, tremendous machlokas brought out, Mamish destroyed the city. Decided, how are you going to stop machlokas? Telling people Shmiras Haloshin. We live in very interesting times. There's never been so much discussion of Shmir Saloshin. I don't know there's been ever so much machlokas and Klal Yisrael. Machlokas all over the place. Hakoshi Yah Machlokas. There's an interesting Maimah Chazal. That's a question. Times of Dovid HaMelech, Klai Yisrael, all tzaddik. But when they went out to war, they had casualties. Achav, they're all over there. It's like 7,000 people who didn't bow to Baal. I mean, imagine all the Klal Yisrael, there were 7,000 people who had no shaychus to Avodah Zarah. But you have a whole country here. When they went out to battle, no one was killed. Rav says, how can that be? In one time, in time of David, kulam tzaddikim. In time of Achav, kulam Avodah Zarah. Times of David, they were tzaddikim. But, there's all sorts of internal strife and machlokas between people. In times of Achav, there's absolute unity. It was shown between all guys. Kadosh Baruch Hu had to decide when there should be korbanos in the war or not. The shalom between people. That's a major priority. Yeah, midas are the basis of everything. Without midas, you don't get Torah. You don't get hashkach from Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's machlokas. Midas is not just the midas, it's chassidus. An integral part of the Torah. The Rambam has hilchos deos, halachas of midos tovos. The halachas. Just like, it's not just, some was from the corner, not so safe. No. These are halachas that is much part of halachas as not eating treif and eating kosher and not being chal Shabbos, etc. Now, Rabbi Avram goes through various midos. And after he goes through all of these midos, and finalizes, the final midah is another. Rambam writes like this. Says, every midah is a middle. For instance, where do midos come from? Midos come because of halach to bedrachov. Midos come from halach to bedrachov. Derech Hashem. Emes and chesed and the like. He says, but mahu chanan hafatochan. Atkabi chanan. He says, wait one second. Midas Tov is not a suggestion, not a formy thing, it's an absolute halach. If I'm not a Baal Chesed like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does that mean I'm a Vatel, the mitzvah essay, Valach B'drochah? How much chesed do I have to do in order not to be a Vatel, the mitzvah? That's kasha. There's a derech hamtzoi. There's a middle path. You go further than the middle path, you can become lifting Yeshua Sadin already. But there's a middle path. Rambam says there are two midas that the middle path isn't the mitzvah. You're mechuyev to go to the extreme. Two. One is anova. Why? There's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Ma'od me'od hevesh v'al ruach. Ma'od me'od hevesh v'al ruach. Kitik v'asen ha'shmi. Says ma'od me'od hevesh v'al ruach. Rabbi writes in those days. Yesh deos she also lo linog or the linog ben benus. It has to go to Kotzach. Who gave it? Another. Okay, number one. Number two, kas. Let's go to the extreme. So after the Rambam finished all the different midos, and he goes through a very lengthy treatment of anova, then he gets to be told. Without midas tovus in general, and without deep enough, you can't get to bitachon. Two basic ideas that are associated. The idea of the Western world, I'm running the world. You ask the President of the United States who's running the world, Donald Trump will tell you I'm running the world. You ask Putin who's running the world, he'll tell you he's running the world. Everyone wants to run the world, not to run the world, they want to run their own dollar amounts. To accept the fact that I don't run anything, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu running the world. It's a very big challenge for most people. It's a very big challenge for most people. And that is why he said, Rabbi Avraham, when he presented everything, began with Midas Tovos, Anova, and then only to that Pitoch. Understand that through my Anova, I get to Havana Satora. True, that's one thing. Something else I get. Understanding my proper relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are the Pesukim and Hazinu saying? Chayesha will become too successful. I said, who needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm running the world. No, you're not running the world. We'll discuss Mitzvah Hashem beginning next week, various aspects of what Bitochen is about. But it has to begin with an understanding we don't run the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. And that takes tremendous anova to feel that gaiva means I'm so choshev, I'm in charge. Wait a second. There's Baruch Hu. Let's assembly another next week.